Good evening, this is America in Focus. Your host speaking, and Sage Sabor is with us, and we're going to be talking about the stolen election of 2020. This program aired live on November 5th, 2020. Saeed, would you like to open up with any statements?
Yeah, well, the first thing I want to tell everybody right now is that despite being a so-called first world country, people think that only elections can be stolen in third world countries, particularly in South America or Latin America. But what's been going on in the United States is that probably more than 40 plus years, elections have been being stolen here in the United States corporation. And that includes our current election between Joseph Biden and Donald Trump. Most people think that the elections are all fair and everything is decided fairly, but that's anything but the case. And, you know, we've spoken about this before and about massive cheating in prior elections, but this time things have actually gotten much worse.
Yeah. Concerning the rigging of elections or election fraud, it's been going on in America for over 100 years, for sure. You know, Kennedy stole the election from Nixon. Nixon was going to go public, but they told him, look, shut up, keep your mouth shut, be a good boy, and we'll make you president. And then they murdered JFK, and they made Nixon president. But he got in trouble with the Rockefeller crime family, and they fired him and drove him out of office. But the Bushes have engaged in election fraud. Daddy Bush didn't have to when he went up against the idiot
Michael
Carter.
Dukakis. Okay.
Yeah, that's right, Dukakis. Reagan went up against Carter.
Right.
And Reagan didn't have to rig the elections either, even though Bush was the VP. They didn't have to rig it because he went up against the moron Carter and then later Mondale. And then Daddy Bush went up against Dukakis. He didn't have to rig that because Dukakis was a joke. But Clinton came in, and here's what very few people know. Ross Perot jumped in to the race, and he got 40% of the vote. Very few people know that. They claim he only got, I think it was officially 18%.
Right.
But
well,
he got 40.
Right.
Yeah, he got 40. Bush and Clinton got 30 each or a little less. And they just gave it to Clinton. That election was rigged. Now, why didn't Daddy Bush beat out Clinton? The Rockefellers decided to go with Clinton because he was younger, easily blackmailed. He, you know, was raping women left and right. And his partner in crime was the most evil woman in America at that time, and as far as I'm concerned, the most evil woman in the whole world, and still is. And they says, we've got a winner here. This witch from hell is going to do everything we want. And so Clinton stole the election in 92 and 96, probably didn't have to, going up against the lame one-armed World War II vet, Bob Dole. But then came along Baby Bush, and he went up against Gore. Or he stole the election in 2000 with a hanging chad
right
in Florida, and supposedly won by 537 votes. the Dimwit Party claimed that the Bushes withheld 50,000 votes, and they probably did. But here's the trick. When Trump went into office in 17, he formed a commission to investigate election fraud. Well, everyone on the commission was a deep state insider, and they covered it up. And you know what they claim? Since the year 2000, there's only 31 cases of illegal votes cast. 31 in 20 years. And there was over 1 billion votes that they investigated. They claimed they did. They didn't. The whole thing was a cover-up. Yet in 2000, they say that the Bush crime family threw away 50,000 votes. So it's obvious that when the Dimwit Party won to yell and scream about election fraud, they can. But when the Republicans yell and scream about election fraud, they cannot, as in the case of this election. Now, one other thing I want to note, and you can jump in, Saeed, is the idiot Jimmy Carter, when he left the White House, he would go down to Central and South America and be an election monitor working with the UN to monitor the corrupt elections, so-called corrupt elections in South and Central America. Well, what we need is election monitors here in America, because the elections in America are the most corrupt elections anywhere on the planet, even more corrupt than the communist Chinese elections and the old Soviet Union elections. Because you got to realize, in the communist empire, they admit that they have corrupt elections. They don't lie about it. There's usually just one person on the ballot. And here, the liberal criminal media claims that our elections are the fairest and freest in the world. It's just the opposite. And here's something everyone needs to remember. Everything that the liberal dimwits say is a lie. Everything. And when they accuse Trump, President Trump, or Republicans of doing something, they have already committed that so-called crime or act, and President Trump and the Republicans have never done it. Accuse their opponents of what they are doing. Remember that. Even Tucker Carlson has brought that out on his show. Okay, go ahead and jump in, Saeed.
So yeah, that's what just extend on that as well. It just goes to show how biased the news coverage is, and you know, Trump talked about the fake news, and that's so obvious. I remember in the second runoff, there was the between for Bush's second term in office, there was also massive election fraud going on, especially in Ohio. There were a lot of ballots that were tampered with and manipulated just to give him the victory over there. Now, yet right, as usual, the media, the Democrats were calling foul play. And it's so blatantly obvious, especially now in this election, they've discovered entire polling stations that have been manipulated. The thing about it is, especially in Pennsylvania or anywhere else, the polling stations have to be monitored by both parties. And in many polling stations in Pennsylvania, they've actually barred Republicans and people from the Trump campaign from monitoring the polling stations along with the Biden campaign. So it's basically all of the Democrats' supporters, they're the ones only being allowed to monitor the votes that come into the polling stations. And they've also even discovered votes for Trump that have been literally discarded in the sewer. So, I mean, it's obvious, you know, fraud going on. And then you see how the media, even though it's blatantly obvious, all this fraud is going on, all these irregularities of the polling stations are going on, they still are not reporting all of this. They're not calling any foul play about this because to win the election. The media is biased against Trump. The whole system has been rigged at this moment.
Yeah, well, what they're doing in Philly, which is extremely corrupt city, just like Chicago, New York, L.A., et cetera, is the poll watchers were allowed into these gigantic warehouses where they set up the counting, but they wouldn't allow them to get close enough to watch. They said they had to stand 100 feet away from the people counting the votes. Well, you can't see anything 100 feet away. So they asked, can we use binoculars? And the dimwit said, no, you can't use binoculars. That's not allowed. They had to go to court to get a judge to make an injunction to allow them to use binoculars. They went back to court, got a judge to finally say, well, you can stand within 6 feet and watch, you know, because of the COVID pandemic hoax. You got to be 6 feet away. Or even 6 feet away, you can't see a whole lot. So it's obvious that the dimwits are stealing the election, and they're not allowing the Republicans to watch them steal it and catch them in the act. And the Republicans are so stupid that they don't have spy cameras on them filming the whole thing. And if they had spy cameras, they could zoom in and film this stuff and get it on tape. But Republicans, our patriots, have staked out these warehouses where they count the ballots, and they have literally caught on video people driving up in their own personal cars and hauling in boxes of ballots. And these are not official, you know, workers who are doing this. These are just people being hired by the DNC to bring in ballots from their secret hideouts where they're filling them out. And one guy actually drove up in a Lamborghini and took out a few boxes to take in. But the liberal media is not going to report this. And Fox isn't even reporting this stuff. Alex Jones at Prison Planet InfoWars is reporting all of this. And if you want to get all the details, all the facts, go to prisonplanet.com, InfoWars.com, listen to Alex Jones, go to ban.video, ban.video. That's where Alex has all of his videos now because he was taken off of YouTube. You want to jump in, Saeed?
Yeah, so that's another thing. I mean, the election, technically, it should have been over, technically 12 midnight yesterday. But actually, on the day of election, it should have been 12 midnight. But no, the county went on even after that. So, again, this is another irregularity. The mail-in votes are the biggest aspect of the fraud, just like Ron was talking about, you know, them delivering these ballots in separate vehicles just to give Biden the win in many cases. And they discovered Rudolph Giuliani even mentioned this with Trump's son, that they were talking about taking the whole matter to the Supreme Court about how in one instance, I think he mentioned that there were like 130,000 ballots in, I think it was Pennsylvania, and then all of them were basically for Biden. 130,000 ballots. I mean, it's every single ballot. One in these mail-in batch of ballots are going for Biden, then it's obvious there's fraud going on. And especially this is the case with these mail-in ballots. They not just did this in Pennsylvania. I think they did this in Michigan. They did this also in Wisconsin, and from what I understand, also in Arizona.
In Georgia and Pennsylvania, Saeed. In Pennsylvania,
yes.
I think midnight on election night, he had a lead of, I think, 76,000 or something. They've whittled it down to 26,000, and the dimwits have gone on TV and says, we are 100% certain we are going to win Pennsylvania. And the reason why, because they just keep trucking in tens of thousands of ballots. That's what they do. They just keep trucking them in until they get the lead. Because all the outstanding ballots are illegal ballots that have been printed up and filled out by the DNC people, and they literally will just continue to haul them in until they get enough votes to claim victory. In Georgia, Trump had a lead of over, I think, 20,000, I forget exactly, on election night. It's dwindled down to 1,775. The only state I don't think they're going to bother stealing is North Carolina. Trump is still at 76,000. But they don't need it. All they need to do is steal either Georgia or Pennsylvania, and Biden steals the election. Even if Trump gets back Arizona, it won't matter. If they take Georgia away and Pennsylvania away, Biden steals the election. Now, Biden couldn't win an election if his life depended on it, if he had 100 billion Federal Reserve notes to dump into a campaign in a fair election. You could take a drunk off Skid Row and run him against Biden, and the drunk would beat Biden. That's how pitiful our candidate Biden is. And everyone knows this. Even the most ardent dimwit knows this. They know Biden couldn't beat anyone in America in a fair election. He was the best he did in the primaries was fourth place until they got to South Carolina. And they said, well, all the blacks in South Carolina are going to put Biden over the top. Well, that's a lie. Biden lost South Carolina, but they rigged it like they're rigging this election, and they gave it to Biden to keep Bernie from getting the nomination because the witch from hell hates Bernie because Bernie cost her the election against President Trump because she had to fight Bernie in the primaries all the way. She planned on knocking out the Stooges, I think it was four Stooges running against her. She thought Bernie would be knocked out right away and she could save all of her money for the election. When Bernie fought her tooth and nail all the way to the very end, she got so angry, she decided, well, this bastard is going to pay. And that's what happened. Even though she didn't run this time because of poor health, she cut Bernie out just like she did last time in 16 and kept him from getting the nomination. I hope Bernie runs in 24. And if they steal this election from President Trump, I hope President Trump runs in 24. Just to get, and I hope they have a plan to stop the election fraud. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, yeah, that reminds me that people should understand. Now, obviously, they've been doing a lot of cheating, like Ron said, for over 100 years in American politics with the elections. But even in the last election between Trump and Clinton, Hillary, there was also documented voter fraud going on against Trump by the Hillary campaign, and that included Pennsylvania. Thankfully, a lot of people, they had those, Trump rallies and everything. A lot of people, there was a surge in votes towards the close of the election in favor of Trump that offset the cheating that was going on by Hillary. But there was also blatant cheating going on in Pennsylvania, too, in a number of polling stations trying to give Hillary the lead. And they were counting on that. But what they did not count on was there would be this upsurge at the end of voters voting for Trump legitimately.
Well, what happened in 16 is the witch from hell didn't realize how popular Trump was. And so
right.
When he ran, they didn't use this mail-in ballot scam back in 16 because they didn't think they would need it. Instead, she just paid the companies that run the voting machines to set up an algorithm to flip votes from Trump to her. Well, they have to do fairly accurate polling to know how many votes they have to flip in each state. Well, the problem is the fake polls, they knew they were fake. That was all set up by the witch from hell, the fake polls that you see on TV. But their own personal polls were wrong because of the shy Trump voter. A lot of these Trump voters, whose spouse is not a Trump supporter, would not say anything on the phone that, oh, yeah, I'm voting for Trump, because they didn't want their spouse to hear or their roommate or whatever. So they underestimated how many votes they needed to flip, and because of that, Trump won the election. Now, the witch from hell paid the corporations that run the voting machines in 10 separate states to rig the election that she would win. Well, they only succeeded in 5 because of the shy Trump voters. They failed in the other 5, and that's why Trump won the election. Well, this time, the witch from hell learned her lesson. And even though she still paid corporations to flip votes, she says, I'm going to make sure I win this election. I'm going to use mail-in ballots. They have 80 million mail-in ballots I don't know exactly how many are illegal mail-in ballots, but I would say at least 20 million. The DNC does is they have their own printing company. They print their own ballots. They have their own warehouses where they have them stored, where they have people filling them out. And they filled out millions ahead of time, but they had their people stay there on election night to be able to continue filling them out if they didn't have enough. That's why you see all these late counting in the battleground states, because they're still filling out ballots all on them in. Go ahead, Saeed.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, too, is a lot of these, what they also do in the elections is that they have dead people voting, which shows you the fraud. They have illegal aliens, and they also have, along with the dead people, supposedly placing in ballots just to give the Democrats the lead in many states. And I think they discovered this in there was in the last election. There were reports too about people voting for Hillary that were deceased, and it was official that they were deceased. And then suddenly their ballots all show up for the Democrats. So I mean, it's again obvious. And then most of these mail-in ballots, obviously, the vast majority, like you said, the vast majority of them are fake, and they're not even, attached to any living, breathing person currently.
Yeah, well, we only got 2.5 minutes left on the 30-minute program. There's a 15 extra minutes in the archive when you listen to it. But let me just explain to everyone out there. If the Dimwit Party steals this election, here's what's going to happen. They're going to lock down America for years. They will make wearing masks and taking vaccines mandatory. The lockdown will trigger a massive worldwide depression that will last for decades. They will let loose one pandemic after another that's how they'll keep control of the world. And remember, the DNC is working with the Chi-Coms, the New World Order gang, etc. They will have open borders allowing millions of illegal aliens to flood into America. They will impose massive taxes on everyone and all businesses except the New World Order mega corporations. They will round up patriots and lock them up in concentration death camps. Antifa and BLM will terrorize America. President Trump and dozens of his top people will be prosecuted and locked up for life or executed. They will pack the Supreme Court to grab permanent control of it. They will add D.C. and Puerto Rico as states and take permanent control of the Senate. They will continue to steal elections as they have for decades. If the DNC mafia steals this election, America may be no more. It may be the end of America as we know it. We will become a communist dictatorship. Any last words, Saeed? We'll continue on the
right
other side.
Yeah, well, again,
let me just say to anyone listening live, never surrender and never raise the white flag. Okay, we're going into the archive portion.
Right.
Saeed, do you want to say anything?
Yeah, well, the thing about it is, it's about that, you know, all these things that happened, you know, like, you know, the pandemic, you know, during Trump's presidency is all, of course, exaggerated and designed, obviously, to knock him out of power and put him in a bad light, especially with the fact that the economy was improving substantially under Trump. And then all of a sudden, all these, you know, things occur just to, you know, tarnish his image or and basically bring down the country and make it seem that he was the one bringing out down the country when in reality it was the, you know, the Democrats and then obviously their wild shenanigans trying to bring down the United States. But again, you know, the way the media put it out was that Trump was being apt at the whole pandemic issue, that we needed a quarantine and so forth, like you mentioned.
Yeah, well, the pandemic is fake. It's not real.
Right.
There is no COVID-19. They made that up. They actually made up the story about the lab, chemical weapons lab in Wuhan, that it was made there and set loose on the world. That's all fake. What they did is told people that's what happened, and then they just said that anyone who got a cold, the average regular cold, anywhere in the world, had COVID-19. Now, there's a guy you need to go check out. His name is John Rappaport. That's J-O-N, Rappaport. And you can look him up on YouTube. He also has a website. It's called No More Fake News.com. Well, he has articles and he has videos explaining that there is no such thing as a COVID-19. The whole thing's a hoax. No virologist has found COVID-19. And they're just claiming that the average cold is COVID-19. So when they do these tests and you test positive, all that means is you've had a cold in the last 2-3 years, because your antibodies will show up even if you had a cold 1-2 years ago. And most people have at least one cold every year.
Right.
And when they're claiming, well, this guy came back negative, he didn't come back negative. Everyone is positive because everyone's had a cold. Well, a few people haven't. I haven't had a cold in I forget how many years, probably 5 years or so. But virtually everyone gets a cold. They just selectively say, well, 1,000 people tested positive in this city, or 10,000, whatever. They just make the numbers up. And if you go into the hospitals, they're empty. There's
right.
virtually no one in the emergency rooms or the critical care. The whole thing is an elaborate hoax. It's nurses have come out, doctors have come out and said it's a hoax. There's no one in critical care. They're not treating anyone. This shows you the power of the media.
Right.
When you can convince 99% of the people on a planet that there's a pandemic when there isn't one, that's called power. Control.
Right.
And that's
what
they're doing. Go ahead, Saeed.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. You know, people should understand that. You know, before COVID-19, if people remember, there was the swine flu, there was the bird flu, then there was Ebola several years ago. Now, the way the media made it out was that these were like, you know, life-threatening viruses and illnesses that were going to completely decimate the, a substantial proportion of the world's population. They were highly contagious, and numerous people were getting the virus, these viruses, and they were dying off and so forth and so on. And that wasn't the case. That wasn't the case at all. But people just believe that those previous viruses, just like this current virus trend, were a great threat to mankind, that all these measures had to be taken, all these precautions had to be taken. I remember when they had the Ebola virus scare, they were also talking about, you know, lockdowns or, you know, restricted travel, just like they do with the COVID-19 situation currently. And then obviously when this thing passes, like Ron said, they're going to, you know, come up with some new sort of virus and illness. It reminds me of the whole AIDS epidemic. Now, for those listening, if you remember back in the 1980s, AIDS was talked about nonstop in the media. Everybody was talking about AIDS as this great virus that was killing off the population, and that precautions had to be taken, and this and that. Well, we don't really hear so much about AIDS anymore like we used to back in the 1980s. And even that thing was the whole scam, in the sense that AIDS was a created disease. It was actually created in the U.S. military base in Fort Detrick, Maryland. That's where they actually created AIDS. It did not come from the African green monkey, as the media was, you know, putting forward. They were basically making up this story that somehow people in Africa were getting, through the African green monkey, were getting the AIDS virus. And that was a total joke, because discovered that AIDS has no composition in nature. So that means it was a created disease, like all these other viruses are all manufactured either by the media, or if they actually do exist, they were just created in the military laboratories.
Yeah. Now, here's the thing with this fake, phony pandemic is Bill Gates, who is a mass murderer, one of the top mass murderers in the world. He murders millions of poor blacks in Africa, and also Asians and others around the world, with his killer vaccines. And he's the most wanted man on the planet right now because his vaccines kill millions. And many of the African nations have warrants out for his arrest. But he wants to force everyone on the planet, except for the New World Order gangsters, to take what's called a messenger RNA vaccine. But what this vaccine does is it literally changes your DNA. It alters your DNA. Why do they want to do this? Well, there's numerous reasons. One of the reasons is they want to sterilize billions of people on the planet. They also want to create a situation in a person's body when they change the DNA, that they will die at a much younger age than they normally would. They also throw in to all of their vaccines that they've been using for over 80 years, they throw in cancer-causing agents. That's why the cancer rate has skyrocketed since the 30s when they introduced the polio vaccine. They're going to tell everyone, well, we need you to take two vaccines a year. Then it will be 5 vaccines a year. And then they'll have other so-called deadly diseases, new flus and all sorts of pneumonia viruses. And they'll say, well, you've got to take 10, 20. Eventually, you'll be taking 100 vaccines a year. And most people won't survive. They'll be dropping like flies. But they'll be so conditioned and brainwashed into thinking vaccines are going to help them live longer that they're going to take them. There is no vaccine ever created in the history of the world that works. Zero. They're all fraudulent. So when you go down to get your flu vaccine every year, you're literally committing suicide. Now, here's another thing you have to remember. Every year there's a flu that goes around the whole world. That's not natural. Every flu virus every year is created in one or more labs around the world and set loose. And every virus out there that comes along, Ebola, doesn't matter what it is, they are all created and set loose. Now, there are natural viruses, bacteria, that are on the planet, but it's extremely rare for people to pick these up. You literally have to be living with animals and eating the same food that they're eating and have no sanitary practice to catch these viruses that come from nature. It's extremely rare. But the average person doesn't understand this. The viruses are created every year and set loose to kill as many people as possible, except this one. They didn't bother creating a virus. They just said there was. To see, because it's much easier to just say there's a virus than to actually create it and try and spread it around the world. And they're just, you know, going the easy route. Now, here's something that Bill Gates has prophesied. He says in the future, there will be a real virus set loose by terrorists that will kill hundreds of millions, or he said tens of millions, but it'll actually kill hundreds of millions. Well, that will be a real virus created by Gates, Soros, the New World Order gangsters, the Rothschild crime family, Rockefeller crime family, the Chi-Coms, etc., that will kill hundreds of millions. So you need to be prepared. Now, let me just say briefly, if you're afraid of this non-existent virus, you need to take zinc, vitamin D3, vitamin C, and you can also take tonic water with quinine in it. If you take those every day, you'll never get any virus, because no virus on the planet can hurt you as long as you're taking those vitamins. I think we only got a couple minutes left. Any closing comments, Saeed?
Yeah, when you talked about the Bill Gates, make it very short, about the terrorists, did you remember watching that one movie, Ron, 12 Monkeys?
Oh, sorry, Saeed, I screwed up. It just closed out.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't didn't have the time.
No, no worries. Do you still remember that movie, The 12 Monkeys? if you get a chance, Google that. Actually, that's the,
who was in it?
But you Bruce Willis and.
That was the 12 Monkeys or something like that.
Yeah, Bruce Willis and who was that guy? Brad Pitt. Yes. They have these characters Brad Pitt was in the movie. They unleashed this virus, terrorists unleashed this virus that kills off like literally like more than one third of the human Earth's population. So it reminded me of that movie.
Let me look it up, see if I can get the exact title. You don't know what the exact title was?
I think 12
Monkeys. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
12 Monkeys. Okay, so that is, was Brad? Yeah, Bruce Willis was in that, too, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen that, yeah. They had a TV series in 12 Monkeys, too, where they dealt with that. Yeah, I'll have to rewatch that. They've made lots of films about viruses because they plan on unleashing numerous deadly viruses. Not like this fake virus thing, but really deadly ones. But what they're doing is they're just getting people prepared for the deadly one, because when they release that COVID-19 scare, everyone will panic and do exactly what they say.
Oh, yeah, they'll get vaccines, flu vaccines. They'll go into lockdown mode.
And very, very few people will, say, hey, this is another scam. That's what this is all about, is getting people prepared to bow down and do exactly what they want them to do, which is unfortunate, but most people are going to buy into it. I know a couple liberals. I got a couple liberal friends out here, and they bought into everything.
Oh, those tests are so fake, huh? Yeah, actually, there was one girl in her office. She got that COVID-19 test, and she supposedly tested positive. And
oh, really?
I mean, yeah. But nothing happened. I mean, she didn't go on any ventilator. She didn't have like a reduction in oxygen. Nothing at all. And she actually came back to work a couple weeks afterwards. And those tests are, a lot of those are fake. When they say they're positive, for the virus, they're not positive for any virus.
Yeah, the whole thing's a hoax. I had a friend here go down and get told her, oh, no, you're negative, don't worry. So it just depends on what city you're in, how they're going to hype it. But it's an absolute tragedy, and I don't think Trump is going to be able to stop him.
Yeah, it's unfortunate.
I don't think so. They're going to run him out.
Yeah, and they're definitely, they're just going to, even though he didn't do anything illegal with the, with the taxes, like they claim he was evading taxes. I mean, he was legally doing everything the right way, they're still going to make a big issue of that, and that's what they're probably going to prosecute him on, tax evasion.
Well, they're definitely going to prosecute him on taxes, and they're going to go back his whole life, and all they need to do is find one thing that they claim was illegal, and boom, he'll go to prison. But it's a funny thing, though, when Trump was talking about, the witch from hell locking her up and prosecuting her and so forth, the liberal media says, oh, well, he just wants to prosecute his political opponents. Well, that's exactly what they're going to do. But the liberal media isn't going to say, oh, well, Biden's just prosecuting his political opponent. They'll say, yeah, he's, you know, cleaning up America. He's getting rid of this crook who illegally occupied the White House for 4 years. Yeah, we got to put him in prison. Yeah, it's unbelievable. But that's just the way it is. Well, if you feel like doing another program anytime, just let me know. I miss doing them.
Definitely.
We got to start doing them more often.
So we know we have to do it more regularly. I agree. The situation is getting pretty bad. People are not thinking straight, unfortunately. Everybody's buying into the lies. It's unbelievable. I had a few, like, arguments. I mean, people are just so brainwashed. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Especially
so
here.
It's
Illinois is, like, super, super liberal, super Democrat.
Yeah, it's a bad
state.
You need to get out of there.
Yeah, I know. I remember I was having a conversation with one lady about Trump, and I was having a good discussion with her, and she's like, yeah, I like Trump and everything. And there was one other lady overhearing. She's like staring at us like we were evil.
Oh yeah.
So she could. Yeah. So yeah, Illinois is very Democratic.
Yeah, because that's what she hears on CNN, MSNBC, et cetera, is that conservatives, Republicans are extremely evil. So,
right.
You don't watch Tucker much, but he's the best on Fox, but he said several times, everything that the liberals accuse conservatives of doing, they have or are doing it, and the conservatives are not doing it.
Right.
They're guilty of the very thing they accuse President Trump or conservatives of doing. it's unbelievable, but that's what they've been doing for thousands of years around the world. Is the way to get people to buy into your lies is accuse your opponents of all the criminal activity you're guilty of. So when your opponent says, well, I'm not guilty of that, that guy is, their followers will say, oh, well, he's just, you know, lying. So... Okay, Saeed.
Sure.
Good program.
How do you
think? Just let me know anytime you feel like doing one.
Sure, definitely.
We should do one after this thing closes out. And
election. Yeah, after the election. Yeah, definitely. That would be very important. So
yeah.
Let's see how they do with the count and see. Hopefully, they'll overturn. Hopefully, you know. They'll be able to like, keep them from stealing it. So let's pray.
Yeah, well, I've been praying for 4 years that they don't steal it. But, well, we'll talk about it on the next show. Okay,
sure. Shree,
you better get to
Take
bed.
Care.
Okay. All right. That's okay. I'm not that great a show. Oh, Men in Black 3 coming on.
my PC.
That's a big shootout. Give me this the whole thing. Yeah, I know. No, it's okay. she'd come to becomes a fish from the planet down. I would have tried to roll away and get up and run. But this is better theatrics. Stuntman. Right there. Stuntman. Jerk it, baby. Where's the animal? I still see you. I'm going to shut off. I'm still shut off. Okay. I'm living a full life. Yes. Thank you.
Thank you. there you go.